banana singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet. Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock them tonight.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
And speaking of Joseph J., something that rhymes with Day, Day, Bobby Day, bringing us into the show, into the segment, sorry.
Bobby Day?
Bobby Day, yeah.
Not Bobby Darin?
No, not Bobby Darin.
Not
Bobby,
Bobby
Day.
Knight? How about
and,
Bobby
and not
Knight?
Even Bobby that we know. Shout out to Bobby. Holla, oh, yeah. Bobby. We love you. Bobby Day with Rockin' Robin, all of today's songs, with an S, no H.
Yeah,
songs no. are about animals, of course, in honor of Zootopia. And, yeah, oh, Dave, I'm a little, my
yeah,
back.
Yeah, your back,
doesn't,
you need a massage.
Oh, okay.
Where do you get
not
a great
you,
massage? No, I would not. Maybe Kathleen would give you a massage?
Maybe. Well, or, you
I
know
don't
what?
Think so.
Okay, Eric says no, but I know someone that can.
I need a professional.
In fact, this guy is really, really cool. Individual that anyone would be delighted to get a massage from him. Quinn Schoenwald, of course, he's a licensed sports massage therapist. That's pretty cool. A licensed sports massage therapist. So he does a lot of massages for athletes, but he will
for
also
the, for the Robins, for, right? Oh no, the Cardinals. The Cardinals.
Well,
I mixing
well,
up my
yeah,
animals.
His where he's Birds. Of course the renowned. He works at the renowned, known, of course, Fisher Institute Performance Training, Rehab, and PT. But he'll do also massages for anyone, and he really has a passion for that. You got to love that, because anyone with a passion at what they do, you know is going to be good. They're going to put their heart and soul into it. And, of course, the owner, Brett Fisher of the Fisher Institute, is the staff PT for the Arizona Cardinals. So you know it has to be good, that whole organization. But call Quinn at 307-921-2684. That's 307-921-2684. Quinn Schoenwald, he's a great massage therapist, a licensed sports massage therapist. But try it. I know people that have, and they don't regret it. They love it. It's healthy. Be healthy these days.
Yeah, and you know what? You could be treated like a star, because there's a lot of animals out here in Arizona that are treated like stars, because they are stars, including that wonderful dog from Daddy's Home. That I reviewed.
Oh,
I gave
yeah.
that a favorable review. The dog was one of my favorite parts of the movie. Of course, A1 Animal Talent Agency right here in town. And on behalf of that, we have Chris Rankin calling in right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Great.
Excellent.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about A1 Animal Talent Agency. What is this?
Okay, well, we're an animal talent agency. We basically provide animals for all kinds of entertainment, film, print work, movies, commercials, events, all kinds of stuff like that. And we provide everything from literally from bugs all the way up to tigers.
Wow, that's quite a range from,
yeah,
from bugs.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned the dog, right? That's one of your clients? Is that what you would say?
That actually is my personal dog.
Really?
So yeah, and so not only am I, you know, the owner of the agency, but I also am a trainer, and I have, you know, just about 5 dogs that are my personal dogs. So that dog came from Maricopa County Animal Care and Control. He was a shelter dog, and he was rescued from there, and he ended up being a movie star.
Wow. And what was the dog's name in the movie?
His name is Tumor in the movie. His real name is Banjo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember, you know, Tumor, and it was again, one of my favorite parts of the movie, and I did give the movie a favorable review. And the dog, I mean, I remember the way that they made him look so, I don't know if mean was the word, just so scroungy and scary looking. I mean, how did they manage that? Because I imagine the dog's probably pretty cute. Banjo is probably pretty
cute. Yeah. You know, it was funny because I think he was picked from probably 16 or 17 different dogs that they looked at. And the director had told me that he wanted a dog that could be ugly and cute. Like, he didn't want a dog that was really ugly, but he didn't want a dog that was too cute either. And we put him through I made him up every morning. We put him through about 45 minutes worth of makeup, which he tolerated very well, and he was very bored about it. But we also, so we had to, like, kind of blotch him up with pink stuff on his skin to make him look bald, and we grayed up his face, and we put lots of hair gel, you know, obviously non-toxic stuff on him and hair gel. And then at the end, they CGI'd the cataracts in his eyes, so his eyes were not gray like that. He's a young dog. He's about 5 years old.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty impressive what they were able to accomplish with that. So Banjo, of course, is yours. So where are and who owns, like, the bugs and the tigers? Where does all that come from?
Well, unfortunately, we don't really have any workable, you know, big cats here in the state. You know, people have zoo licenses and things like that, but they mm-hmm. don't have animals that you could bring on set. But I've been doing this for a very long time, so I'm very well connected, and I know who to get all that stuff from. The tigers, the big things, normally come out of California. But we do have some really cool local people for bugs and reptiles. And so I just kind of have a cabinet full of people that I know of that I call on when I need them.
And if one of our listeners is thinking, oh, well, you know, I've got a duck that is really cute and you know, should be a star, should they contact you? Is that something that...
Yeah, definitely they can contact me. And we do list private party animals and private party dogs, cats. Actually really need some more cats right now. So,
oh, really?
You know, cats are tough to train, and we don't really... You can train them. You can train them to come to a buzzer or stand on a mark and things like that. But what we look for mostly with the cats is just a cat that you could stick in a shopping cart and wheel it around PetSmart, and it's not afraid.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and but all kinds of animals. You know, I did a sheep commercial not too long ago where we had to have a sheep walking on a leash and pulling covers off of somebody and sitting in a restaurant, you know, and so we get calls for all kinds of stuff. So yes, if you have a really cool animal that is comfortable, the main thing is that they're comfortable away from home, because it doesn't matter what they can do in your living room. They have to be able to do stuff away from your house and not be afraid.
Well, Joseph so happens to have a pet duck and maybe I'm his manager now. I don't know, but what would you do with the duck? A pet duck that really adorable, quite honestly, and right, well behaved.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Okay, so every now and then you get somebody wanting something, like, okay, Aflac is a perfect example of that. Somebody said, hey, I need a duck. Some of that is puppetry, some of that is a real duck. But I just never know what I'm going to get a call for. So I just kind of keep people on file. So if you've got a really amazing duck that follows you around and I say, hey, I know somebody who's got one of those, and someone calls me tomorrow and says, hey, I need a duck for a commercial or a shoot, then I would call you.
Yeah,
right?
Well, now you know I've got a duck. And he's an amazing duck. He wears a little bow tie around the Oscars time. Of course, he watched the Oscars with me, and his name is Frozen.
And,
you know, just wonderful little guy, and I love him. Follows me everywhere. And so, in terms of training some of the animals, what have you trained personally?
Personally, I have worked with everything, like I said, from scorpions up to tigers. I was working with a tiger last year for a friend's company on a movie, and I ended up in the movie with the tiger. I've worked with elephants. I've worked with, and even cockroaches. Everything in between. So I pretty much worked almost everything.
Is it difficult to train or get a cockroach to do what you want it to do?
Well, again, that, you know, that's, it's not so much training with the bugs. It's a little bit more manipulation. But and some of the things, like scorpions and tarantulas and things like that, obviously we have to make sure that they're safe, because if I'm going to put it on you, you know, I need to know it's not going to, like, bite your face or something. Right.
So how do you get a scorpion not to sting someone? Or is that possible?
It's not really possible to get one not to sting you, but what you can do is get certain species that are less likely to sting you. You know, some of the big things like Scorpion King and things like that, those were emperor scorpions, and those are, they're actually really docile, and it takes a lot to get them to sting you. I mean, you would have to literally squish the thing in your hand. So my general rule is that if I feel comfortable holding it, I would not ask anyone to hold or handle an animal as, like, a scorpion or anything that I would not feel comfortable putting on myself. But you just kind of try to get things that are less aggressive and know them well enough to know if it's angry. So and not put it on somebody if it's angry.
So is that why scorpions sting when they're angry, or is it just a natural reflex?
Well, it's a defense mechanism, and it's also how they eat. So, you know, I mean, if a giant stepped on you and you had a stinger, you would probably sting it as well. You can't blame them for doing that, you know.
In America, they have shotguns, not stingers.
You're right.
Yeah, there hasn't been a day that I've woke up that I haven't said, you know, I wish I had a stinger. You know, you could teach some of these people. but, of course, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Chris Rankin on behalf of A1 Animal Talent Agency. You're actually right here in Arizona, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm out of Wickenburg, but we work all over the state.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, what's the more, well, you probably have a lot of experience, a lot of different stories. Is there a case where it was really dangerous, where, wow, it just sort of got out of control? Was any of those cases that you can recall?
I haven't had. I mean, I've been fortunate. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for more than 20 years without giving my age up too much. But
wow, you sound so young.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't had anything really dangerous. I mean, I think probably this last thing that I worked with this tiger was, you know, I mean, it's a tiger, regardless of whether it's been bottle fed and or not. And this particular tiger, it wasn't even full grown, but he still probably weighed about as much as I did and has, you know, 10 times the muscle strength that I do, and a couple times jumped and put his arm, you know, his mouth around my arm. And he was a good guy and didn't do anything, but the potential is there. So there's always, you know, when you're working with big animals like that, there's always the potential for something to happen. And I've been fortunate that I've never had anything happen. But you know what, honestly, you're probably in just as much danger with a horse, you know.
Yeah. Would you be able to share with us what the tiger movie is, or
it's called Toby Goes to Camp, and the tiger is an animal ambassador in the movie. But it's part of a series of movies, so there's Toby's Big Adventure and Toby Goes to Camp, and so the first one he was a cub, and this one he's a teenager, and he ends up, it's kind of like Glee mixed with a bunch of cute animals that talk.
Oh, okay. Cool. And I mentioned Daddy's Home. Are there any other large movies? Let me be clear. You didn't train the bear, represent the bear in The Revenant, right?
Yeah, I know that because that wasn't a real bear.
Right. Oh, okay.
A lot of people, I think most people know that by now, but no, that was not a real bear.
Yes.
I worked on Cowboys and Aliens. I think one of the last big ones that we did here before we lost our tax incentive, unfortunately, was The Kingdom. And so that was a big one. Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Garner. We had police dogs in that, cats, some other street dogs and stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about gorillas? Ever work with a gorilla?
I have never worked with a gorilla. I have worked with chimps. You know what? They're pretty much moving away from using any kind of large primates on films anymore. They just don't do it. And, you know, it's tough because they're an animal that really is only safe to work with until they're 8 or 9 years old, but they live to be 50, you know, and you need to be able to take care of them and give them a decent life. And so they're really not doing a lot of primate stuff. Smaller monkeys, yeah, but big apes and chimps, gorillas, orangs, not so much anymore.
So no more remakes of King Kong, I suspect.
Not unless it's CGI.
Yeah, now it's Andy Serkis. He's basically playing the monkeys nowadays, right? But, you know, this is just fascinating. Where can people find more information about A1 Animal Talent Agency?
Well, they can go to our website. It's www.a1animaltalent.com, and we're on there, and you can find me there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, we've got to keep in touch with you because we would love to have some of these animals in studio, right? Right, Eric? We'd love to have some of the animals in studio.
Yes,
for sure. And I
got to
meet that duck, right?
And you've got what?
Yeah,
I have to meet the duck.
Oh yes, of course. You've got to meet the duck. I mean, you know, the professional interview and everything like that. He'll wear his bow tie for the meeting. But thank you again, Chris Rankin, so much for joining us and helping us celebrate, you know, Zootopia. Have you seen the movie yet? Do you plan?
No,
to?
I can't wait to see it. It looks adorable.
Yes, I know that those animals aren't real either, but you know, maybe I'm sure that. You know, one day Disney's been remaking a lot of their movies. Of course, The Jungle Book is coming out. I think that a lot of that is CGI, but there might be a day when Disney remakes Zootopia and uses all real animals. So
that would be lovely. That would be great. But I can't wait to see it. It looks adorable. We're all animal lovers, so whether they're real or fake, we still like to watch them.
Absolutely. Well, Chris Rankin, A1 Animal Talent Agency, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's, again, it's right there in Wickenburg. And so that's pretty cool.
A lot of passion today.
Yes.
I mean, each one of the guests so far are very passionate about what they do with animals.
Yeah. And I mean, look at that theme, like animals all the way through the show.
All the way through, and sort of different aspects of working with animals.
Absolutely. And we're going to stick with the theme in our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Ooh.
A little bit of a departure there, but it's still got the fox, so we'll talk about that. And of course, we've heard this song on the show before. Rolf Harris with a song from Wolf Creek 2, Tie Me Kangaroo Down.
I have heard this song.
Now, of course, this song has... Yeah, it's an oldie but goodie. Tie Me Kangaroo Down. There's a lot of different animals in this song, of course. Also talks about koalas. I think that might be the next verse.
Koalas.
Let's see.
Keep
me cockatoo.
Cool, cockatoo. A cockatoo.
Yes.
Not a koala.
No. Cockatoo cool. And he also talks about platypus ducks.
Never heard of that.
You know what a platypus duck is.
No.
Platypus duck?
What is
yes.
that?
It's a duck-billed platypus.
Yes.
Not
well,
a platypus
but he
duck.
Says, well, let's see, is it this one? Koala back, Jack. Take me koala back.
You have an accent now.
I'm from Australia, mate. Of course, we want to wish
it's
all of us.
It's only 10.99.
When's the Melbourne Cup, huh?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you know what? It's Breakthrough Entertainment. And
I'm 1480.
I'm 1480.
AM. KPHX. You're not saying it.
Australia, well, I was trying to. That's the controversial lyrics right there.
Oh, I missed it?
It's nothing bad. It was just bad in the
1960s. Play it backwards and they'll say, I buried Paul.
You know, and I would never recommend tying any kangaroos down.
No.
That's dangerous.
I think they hit you, right?
Mind me platypus duck bells.
Do they hit you, Eric?
Yeah, I think they.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I like to sleep in their pouches.
You did?
Yeah.
It was a big enough pouch for you to sleep in?
Well, you know.
Did you cuddle up with, was it like a date, like the back seat? And,
It was. You know.
You're a Joey.
Anthony Anderson was there.
Pam Anderson?
Anthony Anderson.
No, Pam, not no, Anthony. You know,
Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
I never saw it. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
All together now, tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred.